In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the Word was light and life. And everything that was made by the Word. And there is nothing that has been made that wasn't made by the Word. And the light comes into the world, which is in darkness. And the darkness does not, cannot, will not overcome, understand, comprehend, extinguish the light. And so that's what we celebrate at Christmas, the eternal Word. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the one and only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we talked about that last night, and last night we talked especially about the fact that the Word moved into the neighborhood and what that means. When Libby prayed a few minutes ago, she said, the Word pitched His tent among us. The reason for that is the word that is translated by Eugene Peterson, moved into the neighborhood by the NIV, as lived among us, is actually the word tabernacled. So the word tabernacled among us, which is literally pitched His tent. But it's important that we understand that particular word, because in the same way that John is drawing upon the words from Genesis in the beginning, he's also drawing upon the words of Exodus, the tabernacle. It's in the tabernacle that God makes His presence known to the people of Israel during that time that is called the Exodus. The Exodus is all about redemption. The Exodus is all about deliverance. Deliverance from darkness into light. Deliverance from that which is marked by death into a new life in some place called the Promised Land. So for Jesus to come and tabernacle among us, part of what John is getting at is in the same way, but in a deeper way, in the same way that God made His presence known in the wilderness, in the tabernacle. So in the midst of the darkness of this world, God makes His presence known in the person of Jesus. And He does that, as I said last night, in a very particular way. A particular person, at a particular point in time, in a particular place. Which is, in fact, the way that God works. He works in particularity. And He makes His presence known personally. So when we think about God, when we talk about God, if we want to do that Christianly, we do that in a way that understands that the truth, the light, and the life is all wrapped up in a person. God comes to us personally. He makes Himself known to us personally. He comes to people personally, one by one. Not just in groups. Yes, he does come to groups. He works through families. He works in your family. There's a family of people seated right here along this row, and I'm going to include Hanny and Tertia as a part of the family. And God works through this family. But He doesn't merely work through families. He also works personally. So He comes to Stephen Kolmetz personally and makes His presence known to him. And God does that for a reason. And the reason is that He wants to redeem an entire world. And He starts with a person. He starts with the person of Jesus, who is God come in the flesh. God making himself known. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Christmas is about. I don't know about you, but I was up really late last night. Because even though I have grown children, now there's grandchildren. And so you're still wrapping presents and doing all that late into the night. And then this morning we got up early in the morning to do stockings, and it was a wonderful experience. Absolutely phenomenal. But I'm dead tired. You know what that feels like? So you just go on adrenaline until sometime this afternoon when thankfully you get to lie down, take a nap, and start all over again. God works in the midst of the festivities of Christmas, but he also works through the difficulties. You know, Christmas time is a time when more people are depressed than any other time of the year. Because more people become aware of how alone they are, or how difficult life is, or how dark life is to them. So my message to you this morning is to allow the light of Jesus to shine both in you and through you, so that people can know personally, one by one, the good news of Jesus Christ. God sent his Son into the world to redeem the world. He starts with the calling of a particular man and woman, Abraham and Sarah. And he asks them to go to a place that he's going to show them. He's not going to tell them exactly where. But it's a call to follow. And so they do. And out of Abraham and Sarah, the people of Israel come into being. And the people of Israel go into slavery. And in slavery, they cry out to God. And God, at the perfect time, raises up Moses, a particular man, to lead them out of Egypt and into the promised land. And out of Israel, God sent one particular man, Jesus, to be his presence and to accomplish a new and bigger and better exodus, a redemption that is eternal, to shine his light into the dark world and bring his life into a world marked by death. And then he calls you as particular people to be in relationship with him, to follow him, and we don't always know where that is going to lead us. The issue is not the circumstances of our lives. The issue is, in the midst of the circumstances of our lives, will we follow Jesus? Will we live life the Jesus way? Or will we live life our way? Christmas is a great time to remember that we're a part of God's story. That it's not just some nebulous thing out there, but God makes his presence personally to us, particularly today. And as we gather on this Christmas morning at his table, again, he makes his presence known in a particular way through bread and through wine. And he does that personally because you come and you personally receive the bread and the wine. If your name is known by the servers, they'll say to you, Renee, this is Christ's body broken for you. Scott, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. If you're new here and you haven't been here and you want to be called by name, just tell your name to the people who are serving you so they can say those words to you. Because in that moment, they are the voice of God speaking to you. Would you pray with me? Father, grant us the grace to take steps of faith, to move toward you and not away from you, to not reject you, but to receive you, even when we don't understand it all, even when we have doubts and questions. Help us this morning as we come to the table to walk into the light so that we can be the light, to walk into life so that we can become agents of life in the midst of this world. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.